Welcome back on 88.1 WYPR. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall, joined in studio this morning by our good friend, theater critic Jay Wynn Russick. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Fine, Tom. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. So we're going to talk about a show that's currently at the Hippodrome Theater. It'll be there through the weekend. It's called The Illusionists. Not at all a typical Hippodrome Broadway presentation. It's not a musical. It's not a play. This has something to do with magic, from what I understand.
Yes, it does. It's a review of magic acts. It has had two limited runs on Broadway, but what it does is showcase seven different types of magicians. There's an escape artist, there's a sleight of hand magician who does card tricks, there's even a crossbow specialist, though I'm not sure how much that has to do with magic. There's a lot of audience participation. I want to say up front, Tom, some of the acts in this show are too disturbing for children. I think some of them were too disturbing for me. There was a Broadway show you may remember a number of years ago called The Magic Show. This is not that. Parts of this actually come closer to Sideshow, but not the musical Sideshow, but an actual Sideshow. There's a fellow named Dan Spiri, who's one of the magicians. They call him the anti-conjurer. Every magician in the show has a little title or a label or a nickname. And Dan Spiri doesn't act with doves. The only thing, in my mind, that kept him from attaining full geek status is that he didn't bite the head off of a dove, probably only because...
Oops, spoiler alert.
Yeah, no, he doesn't do that. Probably only because he would have been picketed by PETA. I mean, he looks like a refugee from the Rocky Horror Show, and there is as much horror and, for me, disgust in his act as there is magic.
There you go. Okay, so you said that you wouldn't recommend The Illusionist for children.
No.
But not because it's X-rated or R-rated,
no.
But just because it's sort of violent and stuff? I mean, is this because of this Sideshow aspect?
Well, yes, it's got this creepy Sideshow vibe going on, but it is also violent. I'm glad that you mentioned that. I said there's a crossbow specialist. They call him the Weapon Master. His name is Ben Black. I think his assistant should be paid more than he is, although in the end, he does one final bit where he puts himself...
So does the assistant stand there while he shoots arrows?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a him or a her, the assistant?
A her.
It's a her. So she has to stand there and not get hit by the crossbows.
You got it.
There
you got
go.
It. At the very end...
Nice
he puts,
work if you can get
oh,
it, huh?
Well, it depends how desperate you are, I guess. But at the very end, he puts himself in danger. He rigs up six crossbows, and he does a kind of domino effect. And the last arrow shoots an apple off of his head. I found it really difficult to watch.
But he did it, right?
He did do it.
I mean,
yes,
he's still going to be there over the weekend.
As far as I know,
that's a
yes.
good thing. How about card tricks? Are there any card tricks? I mean, by the way, how do you pull off a card trick in a theater the size of the Hippodrome? That's a big place for a card trick.
Absolutely. I wondered that myself. And what they do, and they do this really for all the acts, they have a screen at the back of the stage at the top, and they have a video cameraman on stage, and he is filming all of this and you're watching it. So when you're looking at the card tricks, you're actually seeing a big blow-up version of the fellow's hands and the cards. And a large portion of the audience, I suspect, is watching the screen and not the stage. And in one case, I could prove this because one of the magicians, Kevin James, whom they call the inventor, does a trick where he has a little girl from the audience help him. And he does this trick in front of the front row on the floor of the house. And the cameraman is there with him. It's kind of a charming little bit. It involves a paper flower. So some of the audience members in the front row also show up on the screen that the cameraman is shooting film for the screen. So you see the front row, you see Kevin James, you see the little girl. Well, on the screen, I could see one man in the front row in the audience staring straight up at the screen, even though the magician and the audience volunteer were standing right in front of him. So it's very odd.
Marshall McLuhan, you know, the message is the medium and all that stuff. So it sounds pretty serious, this show. I mean, is there any humor in this? These are illusions and magic tricks and, you know,
crossbows.
Tricks of daring. So it's sort of kind of like a cross between America's Got Talent and, you know, the Ed Sullivan Show or something. I mean, what's the deal? I mean, is it a funny show? Is it funny?
That's a really good description, by the way. And a number of these people have been on America's Got Talent or shows like that. It does have some humor, mainly because there's an MC, one of the comedians, Jeff Hobson, they call him the trickster, is also a comedian, and he wears a lot of real spangly Las Vegas clothing. He's sort of the Liberace of magic, I guess. The program bio describes him as the host of Las Vegas for more than 15 years, and that's very easy to believe. I think Liberace did a lot of Ed Sullivan,
what,
I think.
What, he stand on the strip and say, now, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be turning left into the MGM Grand.
But in this case, he introduces the show, and he introduces some of the acts, and I'll tell you one of his funnier jokes. He said, "Marriage is like a deck of cards. You start out with two hearts and a diamond, and you end up wanting a club and a spade."
There you go.
So I should also say, though, besides the humor, not all of these acts are death-defying acts. The fellow they call the manipulator, the guy who does the card tricks, his name is Yuho Jin, and he's really kind of elegant, and he very gracefully makes cards appear and disappear out of nowhere, and he's really a pleasure to watch. There's nothing threatening about him, though again, you have this odd situation where his tricks are being projected on screen.
Well, you know, it sounds like, you know, one of the producers of this show was like President George W. Bush. Everybody has their nickname. He was really good at giving everybody a nickname. So, he has nothing to do with this, as far
not
as you
that
know.
I know of.
There you go. So your final assessment here on The Illusionist, is a magical night, as it were, in the theater?
Well, I'm going to get back to Dan Spiri, the anti-conjurer. He tells us this is not your typical pulling the rabbit out of the hat kind of show. And his magic wands happen to be a shotgun and a switchblade. I'm sure for magic aficionados, The Illusionist is kind of a must-see. Spencer Horsman, Baltimore's own escapologist, was in the opening night audience. He got a lot of attention on America's Got Talent. I don't know if he was there for his own pleasure or if they're looking at him for a subsequent show. I don't know. So hardcore magic fans would clearly enjoy this. And it has lots of bells and whistles. They have dancers who are in kind of S&M costumes. It has lighting effects. It has original music. Baltimore comes about one-third of the way into a 45-city tour that the show is doing. For the rest of us who are not hardcore, the real illusion is what this show is doing on a theatrical subscription series.
All right, there you go, J. Wynn Resick. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
The Illusionist is at the Hippodrome Theater in Baltimore through Sunday. We've got details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning Theater Critic J. Wynn Resick will be back with us Monday morning with her review of Harry and the Thief at the Strand Theater. Also coming up Monday, Congressman Elijah Cummings, the author James McBride, and dancer and activist Bree Mason Campbell. We'll talk about race, politics, and James Brown. That'll do it for us this morning. Maryland Morning's director, engineer, and co-host is Nathan Sterner. The show is produced by Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill. Lauren Ferguson is our intern. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Maryland Morning theme music. Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. You can find them online at zekescoffee.com. Zeke's Coffee, seriously committed to freshness. Brunch for our guests provided by Café Chic. Café Chic. If the cafe isn't chic, why even bother having brunch? Spiritual advice for our guests provided by FreeGuru.com. FreeGuru.com. Take our advice for free. Limousine services for our guests provided by FigureItOutOnYourOwn.com. FigureItOutOnYourOwn.com, because some stuff you just have to figure out on your own. Research for our guests provided by JustMakeItUp.com. JustMakeItUp.com. It's easy to make a difference when no one knows the difference. Maryland Morning weather services for our guests provided by Going Outside. Going Outside. You'll know if it's raining if you go outside. Thanks for listening. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.